Good morning. I call to order the Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023 Special Airport Development Committee meeting. If you'll stand and join me in the flags. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Patty, will you do the roll call and introductions, please?
Yes. Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Siefert?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez.
And welcome to the public.
And members of the public via Zoom, welcome.
Okay, public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the chair to request comments. If attending in person, the person should come to the podium. If attending via Zoom, the person should unmute and ask to make a comment. The person wishing to make a comment should then wait for the chair to recognize him or her, unless otherwise provided for a specific item. All comments are limited to 3 minutes each, with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. No comments on items not on the agenda will be heard at this special meeting of the committee. So, Ryan, any change to the agenda?
Nope, we don't have any change.
Chuck, no changes? Me either, so the agenda is approved. And number five is a proposed large hangar construction. 5.1 is discussion of possible recommendation to the board of directors. So this is kind of like a little kickoff meeting to find out what we think we're going to need. See if there's actually people. Do we want to go out and find out if there are people that are actually interested in this before we start to put a lot of time and money into this thing? You want to go ahead and take a little bit there, Ryan?
Yeah. So during our strategic plan workshop, we identified some items that we were going to accomplish in 2023. And one of those was discussion and possible construction of large hangars. Now that we're in the 2023 year, and we've also had some interest with a couple parties, and a couple of our tenants are looking to either rent or build. As you know, we have three hangars currently available on the airport that would house, let me back up. We have two hangars that would house just about anything that we have on the list for people that want to rent. We have one hangar that has the width, but it doesn't have the height to the door opening. And that will be for another discussion. So the two tenants that are looking at building hangars, we have one that just purchased a 421, and he currently owns now a total of three aircraft and has no plans on getting rid of those aircraft. So his ultimate goal would be to be able to store them in one hangar with all the aircraft. The second gentleman currently has a Mustang. He has four or five airplanes currently, and he's in the process of wanting to retire to Big Bear and would like to bring his aircraft from Orange County to Big Bear. Both I've talked in depth with. They're willing to, you know, be a part of these meetings and help with the process. They're willing to build a hangar. We just need to get to that that decision. So I'll give you a little bit of a history on it. At one time, about half of our hangars were owned by individuals or companies like Nuno Corporation, who was the manufacturer of these hangars. They owned them and then leased them out, and we had a long-term ground lease. And then we have the X-Row hangars, which about half of those were owned individually, and then the airport owned the rest of them. Over a span of about 10 years, the board at the time decided that they wanted to try to purchase those hangars for fair market value. And as in those agreements, the airport would give fair market value. We'd have first right of refusal. And that's how where we are today was, is the airport wanted to be the controlling entity of the hangars and not have to deal with the issues that we had where the hangars were being utilized for non-aeronautical use, storage of cars, trailers, and not aircraft. So as of today, the airport owns all the hangars. The very last one, the ground lease expired probably in about 2015, I guess it would be. And that hangar basically reverted back to the district, and there was no funds that were exchanged between the owner. So now we're here today where we need to talk about, do we want to build hangars? Does the airport want to build them with their own funds? Do we want the tenants? Do we want potential tenants to be able to build their own hangars and get a long-term ground lease? So there's a lot of pros and cons for both scenarios. If we were to build hangars ourselves, as you know, with the prevailing wage and the Department of Industrial Relations, we're required to pay prevailing wage, which takes these jobs or these types of projects and really makes them unaffordable for municipalities and government agencies. And if we let the tenants build them with our approval of the plans and ground leases and that stuff, we'll have some potentially some sunset date where those hangars could revert back to the district, or if they do want to leave earlier fair market value. So really this meeting is just to kind of 30,000 foot view, just to kind of start the ball rolling. If the committee's interested in looking at it, looking at areas for that. So that's kind of where we're at with it.
Sure. What typically is the duration of the leases?
So from what I can remember, they were across the board. We had some that were in perpetuity, which I am not for. The ones that I saw were average of like a 35 year with 2 5-year extensions, or 1 year five-year extension. So I think the main thing is it needs to be equitable for both parties, you know? So I think we can figure out what that is if the tenant agrees to that. So, but I think there needs to be some, you know, tangible usage from the tenants that feel like they're going to get their money's worth out of it. And the majority of the hangars that we purchased in the, like, just for instance, the X-Row, some of those were in perpetuity. So, which meant there was no sunset date for, and I would not advise that. So,
well, and I used to own a hangar in Chino. I owned the hangar, but I had a lease on the ground.
Yeah.
Right. And that was when I sold it, I just got a new ground lease for another 10 years.
Okay.
And they did 10 year interest. Okay. There's other ones I've talked to that would do 15 or 20 years. Some did 5 years. It just depends. But I owned the building, and each row there, like I was in Eagle's Nest 2, and there was 8. And those 8 were responsible for the roofs of those 8 and all that. Right?
Yeah.
And we had electrical. I had to pay for my electrical. I had water. I had to pay for my water. No gas. But I could basically do what I wanted with it.
Yeah.
I could sublease it if I wanted to. I don't know how you feel about that, but. You know, this is, I'm just talking about what I did. I could sublease it out. So my ground lease was $340 month. And when I sold mine, I had a guy that wanted to give me $1,200 a month just to rent it. And it was 2,000 square feet, 40 by 50 concrete tilt.
Okay.
But I had a little apartment in there, and I lived there for 2 years. And they allow that there.
Okay.
I don't think we want to allow that here.
Yeah.
Because it's, I know it's a whole community.
Yeah. And I would hate for us to jeopardize our grant assurances, and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and I know that's different than us, but it is a county airport.
Yep. So, and I think those are the things that we need to talk about as a committee and then bring them. Do we want, how do we want it structured?
I remember when the a lot of these were owned, those people thought that they could do what they wanted. And said, hey, I own my hangar, I can do what the hell I want. And they copped those attitudes about that, right? And that's something I wouldn't want to have to fight about, right? We'd want that all locked down somehow.
Yeah.
Jack, you have any comments you'd like to kick in?
No, you're hitting all the high points, especially the issue about the permissibility of use.
Right. Right. And I mean, we'll have to look at, are we going to do metal ones or do they want to come together? If there's two guys, do they want to come together and put two concrete tilt-ups? That's an easy way of doing it. Very durable.
Yeah.
You wouldn't worry about the doors blowing off. That's for sure.
And then I thought, okay, well, it would be nice that we look at the big picture, so if we were to build five or six areas or five or six hangars in one location, so they're co-adjoined, we'll have the 2-hour fire ratings between them, but we're literally dealing with, one construction company, one person, and then my hope would be that we would manage those leases, and he or she would be able to receive, a yearly stipend, for some of the money, to repay his investment.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
So.
For sure.
Are you thinking more of having someone come in and build a, sake of use of words, HOA kind of deal where they build the apartments over there? And then they turn the management over to us, and then we get a 30-year land lease on it, or something like that.
That would be my hope. So having one person come in, or two people as a partner, a group, the funding side of it, they build the hangars, we manage them, and then they receive some type of monthly or yearly stipend from them. But we control it. Like, so if we have a hangar that comes available, we're the ones doing all the legwork. So yeah, it's going to add a little bit more work to the administration staff, but we have 131 hangars right now, and it's their daily job. So adding however many we do, I don't think is going to be that big of an issue. We can also, if we don't have somebody that wants a large hangar, a 50 by 50 or 60 by 60, we could cohabitate multiple aircraft. We can potentially use one for overnight parking for citations or whatever it is. I think what we're trying to do is also open up our services to the flying community.
Now, that would be more like expanding us to kind of an FBO if we have overnight parking that we're going to be responsible
for
airplanes in and out of. So that's just a whole other world.
Yeah. So we're the airport district is classified the FBO on the field. So if you were to, we're the owner and the responsible party. So, we do jumpstart airplanes. We do tow airplanes.
Well, there's some places I fly into, and say down in Palm Springs, there's a couple airports there, you pull in there and they say, hey, do you want us to put you in a hangar? I said, sure. How much? $15 a night, right? Or $30 a night. I said, yeah, put it in the hangar, right?
Yeah.
They'll have 8 planes shoved in a big hangar. And I pay it. So if you have those, that can generate quite a bit of income throughout the year.
No, I understand, right? But that also generates a lot more liability.
Well, it is. Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
Now, is our main concern now more of satisfying the needs of these two individuals? Or are we looking generally at increasing the numbers of hangars that we have available on there?
So I would say that we have a list of hangar, potential hangar
tenants.
What's that?
Potential tenants.
Yeah, potential tenants that need larger hangars than what we can provide them. And the two that we currently have right now, I don't see them leaving in the near future. I think the last I looked, we had about 14 on that list that needed something bigger than a 50 by 50 or a four, like ours, which is 42. Even a simple Piper Malibu, they have a 45-foot wingspan. So that's a single engine, you know, 5-6-place airplane that we can't house. So I think that, you know, for that next phase of Big Bear Airport, is if that's the direction we need to go, I think, yes, we do have hangar tenants that want to get into our small T hangars, but I think that we need to look at, you know, the possibility of building some larger ones as well.
And have we identified the areas that are open for us to build these hangars?
So we have two locations that have come up in the past. We have one place which is directly on the north side, right across from the terminal building. There's an open vacant area. And quite a few years ago, there was some discussion about building a 90-foot by 90-foot hangar there. And so that would be one area. And then the other area would be just to the north east of midfield, which is the entire north ramp over there. So if anybody is on that north side over there, there's an area where we haven't done any improvements on the pavement. So we haven't done any because we wanted to make sure we could have this area for future expansion and not have to potentially refund the money that it took to do all the subgrade work in the pavement to the FAA. So it's an area, and let's see if...
Is that next to the Pilots Association hangar?
Correct, yes. Yeah, so basically it would be that entire north side from gate 8A over to those port-a-ports, those six box hangars that stand individually. So I
think we need to kind of come up with an idea of what size we think we need, right? I don't think I don't think we need a 90 by 90. That's pretty large, but I mean, like I said, mine was 40 by 50 wide, 40 deep, right? So a Malibu would fit in there, and a lot of people would put three planes in there. If they had 172s and Pipers, they could jockey three. Sometimes you can get four in there if you don't have the apartment back like I did. So we kind of have to kind of ID what we think we want to build and see if that fits.
I would say we need to figure out what the market wants us to build.
Right.
So I mean, if we have, I guess with the concurrence of the full board, if we have a couple people who are interested in building hangars here, then we need to initially find out what their
needs are,
what their requirements are, and whether or not we can fit those in our existing space. And then we can, as a separate thing, we can look at, for the sake of argument, an HOA hangar space where there are five or six hangars that some private company build and essentially do a 91 freeway express lane kind of deal,
right?
For us. So I would think that there are at least two separate things that we need to look at.
Yeah.
Probably initial one would be just to ask for letters of interest from those two individuals or even the 26 people that are on that list, the letters of interest on being involved in building a hangar and on a lease back.
And so what we did was when we started the strategic plan, we did reach out. We sent letters to those on that list. We did receive responses. Due to the transition of employees that we've had, those have kind of come up missing somewhere. So we're still in the process of looking for those. But like I said, the two people that are very interested, they have multiple planes,
right?
You know, so I think we need to look into, you know, considering that. And sure. And honestly, you know, the other thing is if we have a 50 by 50 and we have two people that want to store their aircraft in there, it can be a split rent.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
You know, they still follow the same criteria of insurance and that kind of stuff. But it allows, you know, for multiple aircraft to be in one hangar.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is an option, but where I was in Chino, there were several interior shops and, you know, airplane sales shops had big hangars and stuff.
Yeah.
So we have to look at, do we want to allow those aviation businesses, if we had, when somebody wanted to come up here and sell planes, right?
Well, we had Bonish. Bonish, who had his repair shop in the hangar. So,
right.
I mean, it's an aviation-related activity.
So. Right. But that's another thing we can look at towards the bigger ones. Like some guy, you know, up here, I really think if we had a really good mechanic up here, he could do really well. Right?
Yeah.
If you wanted to be full-time.
Yeah. Here.
I think you could really.
So currently this plan right here, that entire ramp space is just roughly 618 feet. And if we leave the pilot association building, we're looking at roughly 558 feet.
And how deep is that fence line?
So the other good thing about this area is it has street access. So it, for commercial entities, if somebody did want to run an FBO of that nature, or they classify it as SASO, we could push those hangars a little bit further to the south. And put them in line where the current hangars are right now. And that will give some parking spaces and that kind of stuff. Okay. But basically from the fence line to roughly say 100 feet. So, and that's kind of right in line with where the rest of the hangars are at. We also want to make sure that we don't get into our 7-to-1 obstruction-free area and whatnot, because likely these are going to be a little bit taller hangars.
For planes usually have taller.
Yeah. Planes. But I think if we built hangars like our X-Row, but just bigger, you know, bigger span, wider span, deeper, with that type of door, I think we're going to be, and they're all going to be, say, south-facing, right, facing the runway. We're going to eliminate the snow issues that we have. We're going to not deal with door issues like we had with the snow pushing up against them, you know.
And the X-Row, is that the row by the CHP? CAP?
Yep. So it's these 27 hangars right here, excluding these two right here. Those were built by private individuals, and then we took them over. But these were all built at one time. And like I said, half of those were purchased individually, and then we owned the rest. And so the way that these are set up, they have one common meter. So 27 on one meter, and two hangers run the same circuit for the door circuit, and then they each have an individual 20 amp circuit for lights and stuff like that. So I really want to, if we do any kind of construction of hangers in the future, I really want to have individual electric meters, because this has been an issue in the past about electricity usage, and there was a huge discussion at one time. We looked at making individual meters for all the hangers, and it was so costly, and it was almost undoable.
It's hard to do it after the fact.
Yeah. So.
So are we paying electric bills for those?
Correct. Yes.
But we're going to go with bigger hangers. Like you said, my one in Chino, I had my own meter.
Yeah.
It was my responsibility.
Yeah. And let me.
Right. Which is the way to do it.
So the X row, they used to be $350 a month or $360 a month. Quite some time ago, there was some change in that, and they bumped it $17. So I think it's $367 right now, if I'm not mistaken. But so there was an electric surcharge that was put on there. We did an energy analysis on the hangers from there.
Yeah, and there's not very many in there that has 220 or that. Most of it's just like mine.
Yeah, we do have some build outs in there that has been built from previous administrations.
Right.
So they have heaters in there and whatnot as well. Yeah. But historically, our electric bills do go up in the winter just because people are running heaters on their airplanes, you know, and that kind of stuff. So I would hope that if we do build these buildings, they would have individual water meters, if that's where we want to go with that, individual gas meters and electric.
A bigger hangar, you usually have a bathroom in it. You're going to have a big hangar, right? Or if it's going to be a FBO or somebody's going to, they would have an office and a restroom and that type of stuff. I mean, that's something we can figure out as we go.
Yeah.
But that's something they would have to decide on. I mean, we're going to approve the structure, but we're not going to get into, well, how many toilets do you want to have in this place?
Yeah, as long as it's clear, and that's the direction the board is getting, is that giving is that the bathrooms are to be used for just that, not living quarters, right. You know. I think this is totally doable. I think we just need to, you know, and one of my goals is to try to reach out to some of the other airports and see if I can get any long-term ground leases. I was hoping to be able to find some of the stuff from our last board meeting. And Patty and I, we searched high and low, and we even called a couple of the old people that had ground leases to see if they had any documentation, and they didn't, and they're still looking for us. So my hope is to capture something like that.
All right. So my question is, then, what's the most critical need here? Is it to satisfy the needs of these two individuals, or is it to project new hangars in general for the airport? Because I think we need to break it down into two separate pieces to make it work.
My hope would be to capitalize on both. That would be my hope, is that, yes, we are trying to satisfy these two people, but we need a big product. We need to be able to do all of this.
No, I don't disagree that we need to do it all. My question is, do we need to do it all at the same time, or do we have a priority on what to get accomplished first, so we can take a bite of this elephant without choking on it?
Yeah.
Well, I think the first thing is find out really what those two people are looking for. Are they willing to invest in
that? Yeah, and both of them are.
Okay.
Both of them are absolutely invested in building a hangar. I did speak to one of them, and I did discuss, you know, potential options that were there of not only building just one for you, but you building build out that entire area there, you know. But I told him this was just, you know, back of the napkin talking, you know. So I want to make sure that we go in the right direction with him. So, and what we also can do is Patty and I can look at that list and send out mailers again and get some clear and concise sizes, because I think I really would like to find all that stuff. It was And then I can at least, we can at least have some good information about who really wants a hangar.
Yeah. And I keep on going back to Chino, but I know the most popular rows in Chino are the Eagle's Nest ones, the ones I've in those 2,000 foot. So there's Eagle's Nest 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there are different areas, but those are the ones that get the most money. Those are the ones that people want because they you can do a lot. And you can split them and have two or three planes in there.
The other area in question is right here.
Do we know that size?
Feet.
What's the size of those two hangars that are next to it?
This one right here?
Yeah.
I would say that they're probably about 40 by 40s. That's about our, and that's just the roof line. And that's, you know, we could probably get the book. We actually have a book that has the exact dimensions.
No, just for reference.
Yeah.
So you're looking at another two hangars of that size going into that space to the left of it there.
Yeah. So let's see this hangar right here.
One big.
Or one big.
Right. Like the guy that has three planes, he might want an extra wide one to be able to.
So this hangar right here is 92 feet wide. Rough. So I would say this hangar is 90 foot wide. It has a 50 foot door, and it has build outs on each side because this used to be a commercial flight school and a mechanic shop. So I would say that's about 90 feet because I can also go over to here.
What's in there now?
A tenant, one person rents it. He has a helicopter and a fixed wing. And he's looking at moving. He is deciding to move out of the state. And so, well, I don't want to get in the weeds because it's not on the agenda. So we'll talk about that at another time. So this hangar right here, this is the hangar that we share with the Air Methods and the airport maintenance. But this hangar is 90 feet wide. So, I think what we first need to do is probably reach out to those tenants and or the potential tenants that are on the list and get an updated size and need. And probably have discussions with the two tenants that want to build and see what their needs are and what their expectations are as well.
For sure. I mean, and it might be advantageous if they're looking for similar sizes, they might partner together and build at least two or maybe four in that area.
Now, we have in the past had some pushback from the community in this area right here as well. So.
Well, you're going to get pushback anyway.
Yeah. So,
no matter what you do. The rumor of us moving Greenway will come back up.
Okay, so what would you like us to do at this point? So we'll go ahead and do. We'll reach out to those people, get some new updated information on them.
Right. And send some letters out to the other people on the list, see if they would be interested, maybe partnering, maybe it could be a conglomerate, right? And maybe those five people want to come together and build some ideas, right?
Yeah.
No, we don't know how it's going to plan out, but we definitely want to do that. I'd like to get some more locked down numbers of that exact space.
Okay.
And if there's any setbacks requirements on that. That'll kind of tell us what we can actually put in there and see if that's going to fit.
Well, that's why I think it's important that we, those two individuals who have the seven airplanes that they want to bring up here, we need to know what size building
they need.
Would you guys entertain them coming and speaking on their own behalf?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I don't think that would be a problem at all, you know.
Yeah, I would love to sit down with them and kind of see where their thoughts are at.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I have no idea. Maybe you could find out what some of these metal hangers, see what they kind of get a ballpark of what kind of pricing is.
Oh, we don't care.
Well, I want to know, because if it's going to be something to where they're going to say, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do that. I mean, I don't want to get too far into this and have them kind of say,
But I think that's where we have to be careful of getting too far into the weeds of saying, well, it has to be a metal building, or it has to be a concrete building, or it has to be a
block. I'd just like to have an idea what it costs for a metal building.
Right? Yeah, okay, because, you know, we don't want it to seem like it's a sham that we're going around the system to get these hangars built. I mean, this is a legitimate, those folks, their design, it meets county standards, it meets our standards, and these are the requirements for occupation of it.
And what I'll do is I'll do a little bit of research and see if I can get some ground leases from other airports and see, you know, if I can find anything that's tangible.
I mean, try Chino, see what they do. They have a ton of ground leases there.
Yeah.
Is it Apple Valley is part of San Bernardino?
Yeah, that airport is under the county of San Bernardino. So I know they have some larger hangars there. They have Chalk 2, I guess it is, right there, that's adjacent to the terminal building. That seems to be a pretty nice size.
Yeah, that's a real good. That's a real nice.
Yeah.
They get a lot of planes in there.
My ultimate goal would be to be able to build this area out at once, because then we're dealing with the county, or they're dealing with the county once. We're giving these people or person the permission. When you start adding a ton of people into it, it might get a little cloudy, you know. So I got to see where the two potential the two potential tenants, what they're willing to do.
And didn't Redlands have some hangars built? Somebody went there and built a bunch of hangars, and I think he controls it. I'm not sure if Redlands might be.
Yeah, there was hangars that were built, and there was an individual that basically has a long-term ground lease. But I can tell you, I have spoke with the director of the quality of life director. That's where the airport falls under. It has been a nightmare for him. Yeah, because they didn't put in some specific protections, some escalations, you know, 2-4% a year on ground lease cost, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and it's been, they've had a very difficult time. So I think those are the kind of things that we need to look at.
Well, that we want to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, not absolutely. Because
I know the gentleman that, and I can't remember his name, he was here a few years ago walking around, and he was saying, yeah, I'd love to build hangars up here. I don't like the way you talk. He's kind of a shyster.
Yeah.
Right.
So these are the areas that we have identified that we could build hangars with very little impact. We also have another area that's right here that is currently some tie down space. This is between the two larger hangars that I had spoke of a little bit earlier. I really want to make sure that when we allow these to be built, that they're facing to the south. We're not dealing with any kind of snow. The pitch is going to be north-south if we can get a free span that long, which clearly we can on two of these hangars. You know, we got 90 feet where we can have the pitch the opposite direction. So
yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we're all in agreement that we need to proceed a little bit more and come back and talk some more another time about this.
Yeah. I want to find out what the interest is.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
You know, we just, you know, jostling at windmills here.
Because yep.
They changed their minds. And again, I don't think we want to get into the business right now of building hangars.
Yeah.
Given how extended we are.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. And one of the potential tenants wanted to be here today. And I told him, I said, let us get the groundwork going and let's do some discussion first. And then we'll invite them at some point. So I'll reach out to them and see what their schedule looks like and see if we can maybe plan something. We have a board meeting on the 8th of March. So we'll probably need to wait after that.
If you want to have them come prior to the board meeting, I mean, unless, you know, Ricky can't come earlier in the day, you know, we can meet them here at 2:00. We can meet before the board meeting. You
know. Okay. Okay. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me see what Patty and I can put together and see if both of the gentlemen are available to come. And we'll see what we can put together. And in the meantime, we'll work on continuing to look for those letters and all those documents, and capturing any kind of old leases from other airports.
That'd be great.
Is there anything else you guys would like?
Dimensions on our areas.
Okay.
Just for a chagrin. That's just for me. I mean, don't make it a top priority. Comes to building things.
Okay, so we identified this area here.
Right.
Okay. I'll give you a couple different measurements. Basically, as you can see, the area that has not been rehabilitated, that would be our construction site, including this old hangar here, which was it collapsed during a snowstorm, so the concrete pad is still there. So I'll give you measurements that exclude the
association.
Yeah, and then I'll give you all included, so you guys have an overall area for that. And then I also will do this area here, and then we'll look at this area here. This one might be a little, we might be able to fit, so this hangar right here is a 50 by 50. We probably realistically can get another 50 by 50 in there. If you notice how far this hangar is out compared to this one actually penetrates our 7:1, our object free area. And this one does not. So we want to make sure we set it back far enough.
And what's the future look like on those old hangars over at the Northwest End?
These here?
Yeah.
And what do you mean the future?
Aren't those the ones where you're having all the problems with the snow and the ice? And all
yes. That? So back in 2001, these hangars were built. And this plan right here was the way we could get the most amount of hangars for the allowable space. So we have 15 hangars that face to the north. And right off the bat, we started having icing issues. Because that area is shaded in the wintertime, the sun's laid over to the south so far, it actually shades. You can actually see this line right here, how it's consistent straight down. That, as you can see, this picture was taken in the summertime because the shade is real close to the building, but it shades about 15 feet out here. We went in and we did a project over there where we excavated all of the dirt. We put in a 10-inch slab with heated, electrically driven heat mat in there. And it worked for a year or two. We started having failures of parts. The company went out of business. This was really early. So the way we have it set up now is the maintenance staff turns these on manually. They actually go over and flip a breaker and they manage those. Because before they were automatic. But now 20 years later, they are, there's sections of the heat mat that have failed. The
wires
have arced out. So there's some hangers that don't get heat, some that do, and we're still having the problem because our winds are predominantly from the west, and the snow builds up on these north side faces of the hangers, and then it just slowly slides off while the roof is hot, hits the ground and freezes. So it has been, it's a very difficult area. You know, it's we can't manage it well. We don't want to put any kind of ice melt over there due to corrosion. So the guys spend a lot of time over there with tenants, with our backhoe, scraping ice and trying to get them in as best as we can. So last year we did a project where we overlaid this ramp, where we went in there and put some new asphalt in there. But at some point there's going to be, need to be a full rehabilitation.
Yeah, because they've already got some heaving in there. Where?
Yeah. So anyways, my main concern was to try to protect propellers and, you know, that kind of stuff. And it'll hold up for a while, but it's going to need a full replacement. And we have that on the airport capital improvement plan with the FAA in the near future. So, okay. So we'll get some dimensions. Okay. Letters.
If we have dimensions and when they meet, we say, you know, if you want to build something 90 feet, it might fit right here.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
I just think we need to be careful about saying where we're going to place them until we hear from them and figure out what it's going to take to even put buildings there, because there could be issues that we aren't aware of.
Yeah. At least we've identified some areas for future discussion, and we'll work through that. Is I don't know of any other area that we have. And again, if we put any hangers on the north side or on the south side, we're going to be right back in the same situation with snow.
Unfortunately.
So. Okay.
Hey, Jack. Any final comments from you?
Nothing to add.
Okay. Chuck, you're good?
Yep.
We're all good? Okay, so it is 4:45 and this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting, it will be March 8th, 4:00, a regular board of directors meeting. We'll try to do a meeting before that, a couple hours before that. People that are serious, hopefully serious about doing this. Okay, that's it.